or well, so let's see, we should really be every day. Yoshua Davidowitz, Ellie Steinberger, is Ellie's not here. Is he okay? Ellie? Oh, he was here yesterday. Oh, okay. Noah Gardenschwartz, Ari Shapiro, David Zirkin, is David here? Ariel Schwartz, Ben Kendall, David Safir, is he here today? A lot of people, I guess you're right, maybe it's a post-Purim thing. I mean, it's not Shushan Purim anymore. It's only till Tesvav, right?
Yeah, it's the after Shushan
Purim. But there's no such thing as the day after Shushan Purim. Gabi Spivak, Noach Lerman, is he here? Noach? Also not. Elio Lustiger, Daniel Tabak. Okay. Eitan Ben David. Akiva Block still in Florida?
No, he's back.
Oh, he's back.
Wasn't feeling
okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Wish him our best. Aaron Kulik, Yoni Fox, Jonathan Cohen. Jonathan Cohen. Right on. Perfect timing. Okay. So we're discussing the various perspectives on Harsha. How do we negotiate the various pieces of evidence? So what we've seen so far between Shlichus and Akna. So far we've discussed Shitas Rashi, and we've suggested, especially if we put together Rashi and Shavuos and Rashi and Bava Kamma, that maybe what we have is a more independent form of Shlichus, triggered by the clause Zil Don Apik Lenafsheh, that gives a greater measure of independence. And maybe that would explain also the Rashi in Shavuos, who has this new rule that you can't write a harsha for something which wasn't previously in your possession. Even if Rashi does hold that you could write a harsha in Milva, we're not 100% sure about that, but at least the Ritva and the Netziv both assume that according to Rashi, a Milva wouldn't be a problem. So it means that Rashi is not operating with Hakna, because if he was operating with Hakna, then Milva should be a problem as well. He's operating within the rubric of Shlichus, which in Bava Kamma certainly seems to be the case. And yet he has this rule about having to have some sort of previous connection or relationship with the object. That is fascinating. And then also he calls Urchus a Shultana. And of course, everybody has to explain, if we're dealing with Stam with Shlichus, why is it that all of a sudden, when it comes to Tainus La Baldvarim Didiat and Mipia Toveya, all of a sudden Mursha magically solves a problem if Shlichus doesn't, and Mursha is Shlichus. So I think the best thing to say for Rashi is that Rashi really holds that this is a more independent form of Shlichus. As for Bali Tosas, maybe we don't need to say that for Bali Tosas. After all, Bali Tosas say that Gufa, the status of Harsha, is itself subject to debate the two Lashonos of Nehardai. Partially, they're avoiding... I mean, undoubtedly what motivated Bali Tosas is Milva. Unquestionably that, you know, they were reassessing to try to figure out how people could write harshas on Milva as they report. But undoubtedly another factor is, what is the connection between Rabbi Yochanan and harsha? Tosas didn't like the idea that a harsha, which is rooted in Shlichus, is one which depends on the criterion of Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi would seem to be happy with that, at least as far as the shlichus of harsha. Again, further evidence that maybe according to Rashi, if we don't want to universalize this idea, that harsha is dependent upon more than routine shlichus. You need the capacity for bailus, according to one daya, even if it's still shlichus, the capacity for bailus in order to generate this kind of independent shlichus. But again, Tosas doesn't have to deal with that. Tosas avoids that completely. So it would be better to take Tosas at their word, which is simply that Harsha is a shlichus in every way. And that's why it works in Milva, and so on and so forth. But then you're confronted with the question, which Tosas asks in Shavuos, which is, so how come this particular shlichus is able to overcome the problems of Mipia Toveya? So Tosas there says something which is interesting, as we discussed, and that is because any shlichus which can overcome la bal dvar nidiyat is considered mipi atovei, which seems like it just begs the question. But it sounds like what Tosfos is saying is that the problem of mipi atovei is a more fundamental kind of a problem. For that, you know, you have to indeed be dealing with a different with a shlichus which has greater capacity. But the problem of la bal dvar nidiyat is something which can be solved by a clause. So that's what we were saying at the end of yesterday's shiur. Maybe Tosis's idea is not that this is a different level of shlichus, but that the capacity to claim la bal dvar nidiyat itself is very limited. It's a taina, and maybe the idea of the taina is, I want to deal with him, I don't want to deal with you. But if he tells me to deal with you, then in a way I'm dealing with him. That's his way of dealing with me, put it that way. Now, it's one thing if I simply give you the capacity to be my shliach and make that request. But if I don't add the additional clause, then he can say, well, I want some personal attention. The zil don apik lenafsheich, maybe, according to Tosis, is the, you know, the Bilam's way of saying, and this is personal as it's going to get, or this is my personal method of dealing with you. I'm dealing with you, agav the shliach. I'm not just giving you a shliach. This is has my personal stamp of tipul, if you will. If that's the pshat, so then zildon, that would answer the Rajba's questions in the most sharp manner. Maybe the Rajba kept saying, so what's this nusach if it doesn't do anything? Rajba was assuming it has to do something really substantive, and that it's a lashon of hakna. So what the Bali Tosis may very well say is, it's not a lashon of hakna at all. It just says zil don apik lenafsheh, meaning I hereby authorize you to be my personal emissary in this matter. That's, you know, it's a personal treatment shelo befanav maybe, but it's a personal treatment nonetheless. And that has the momentum once there's no longer a la bal dvar nidiyat problem, because that has been resolved by this issue. So then mimela, there's no problem of mipi atoveya either. Either way, the Rajba's expectations, which were dual. Number one, that zildan apik is a real substantive change in the koach of the shliach, and that it's a loshon of hakna v'kinyan. That's something which Bali Tosis could certainly reject. Moreover, that you need not only mipi atoveya, but mipi ha-bal davar, balamamon. That's the word that the Rajba kept interpolating into the language of the Gemara in Shavuos, but doesn't say that in Shavuos at all. That's just, again, it's the Rajba is reading Shavuos in light of Zildon Apik Lenavshech. You know, so then he's putting the two together. But Bali Tosis basically are telling us that Mipi Atoveya just means Mipi Mi Sheyef Shalom Arlo La Baldorn Didiat. That's all. So you solve one, you solve the other. He seems, you know, still to split them up, but I think that's what's going on in the Bali Tosis, in any case. Okay. The truth is that the Ramban in Milchamos, we'll read it in a couple of minutes, but the Ramban in Milchamos suggests the possibility that maybe, you know, you could solve the problem of La Baldorim Didiyat without solving the problem of Shua Saedas. That's also an interesting issue. But the Ramban himself rejects it, much for the same reasons as Bali Tosis in Shavuos. Ramban says, this is about the Balamor, we'll discuss it. But he says, don't tell me that even though there's no problem of La Bal Dvarim Didiyat, the problem in Shavuos, why you need a Harsha, is because of Mipi Atoveya. He says, don't tell me that, because the second that we conclude that the fellow cannot argue la bal dvarim didiyat, then it is mipi atoveya. Essentially, the Ramban adopts the language or the mentality of Tosis in Shavuos in order to reject Shitas Balamor. But it is food for thought, and we'll get back to it in just a minute when we speak about the Balamor. The Iamris. The Ashliach lo mechayev edim. This is the Ramban speaking, you know, in his attack in Balamor. He says, Balamor is, you know, saying something, but what does he do with the Gemara in Shavuos, which says, Dafke bo b'harsha? So he says, V'i amris, da shliach lo mechayev edim. Meaning, even if a shliach will work for lab al dvarim didiyat, it won't work for tviya when it comes to Shavuos Eidos. Amai lo. Kivan, v'yachal lachufo, l'lova l'adunimo. So that is exactly Tosis's argument. This is exactly this bifurcation is reflected in the Ramban. Ramban is saying it may be for the Baal Amar, but he's rejecting it for the same reason that Tosis rejects it. Namely, if it solves the problem of Laav Bal Dvarim Didiyat, then why shouldn't it be enough? But in theory, one could have said these are two different issues and two different problems, right? Pia Toveya maybe really is a more formal requirement that you have to hear me Pia Bailin. He has to really be the Toveya. Whereas Laav Bal Dvarim Didiyat, it's enough to say, well, he's my personal envoy, and this is as personal as it's going to get. This is, this is how I deal with you personally, al yado. Not that I'm not dealing with you personally. By writing Zil Apik Dein Apik Lenafsheikh, this is my personal treatment. Okay. So in any case, that I think works very nicely for Baal Tosis, and then they end up really holding a pure doctrine of shlichus, just with an adjustment for Laav Bal Dvarim Didiyat, a minor adjustment, but one which in turn impacts on Shavuos Eidos as well. Okay, so let's now turn to the and the contrast to this is obviously the Rashba that we discussed, who thinks everything is hakna, and that the only sour note in all of this is shliach shavya, Rav Ashi. And that just means the possibility of chazara. The reason that also ends up helping to explain the other part of the Rashba, as we already discussed, namely why, for Laav Bal Dvarim Didiyat purposes, is it necessary to have such a high level of hakna? Why not? Why isn't it enough that you be the bailim from the perspective of Hilchos Mekach HaMemkar? Why do you have to be a bailim even from the standpoint or criterion of Hekdesh? The answer is because since there's this koach chazara, right? That's the shiur. That's the missing element of the transfer. And if you don't have a perfect transfer, if you don't have a perfect transfer according to Lishna Kama, then indeed you'd still encounter the problem of lav Bal Dvarim Didiyat. So in a way, if we're right about Tosis, if Tosis dismisses Laav Bal Dvarim Didiyat as being a minor issue, a minor concern, the Rashba really projects it as being a very central concern, up to the point of, again, Lishitaso, because of everything, all the positions that he's taken, what he's forced to do, all the ripples, him having to say that Hakna'a Gemura basically is not enough for Laav Bal Dvarim Didiyat. You have to be the Bala Mamon in a way that perfectly aligns with the previous Bala Mamon. Again, undoubtedly because there's been a change in ownership, and that change in ownership is one which is in which there remains a deficiency. So that the Rashba is the opposite in many respects of Bala Tosis, parallel to Tosis, that the two deos are arguing, not about Rabbi Yochanan, but about Harsha. But the opposite of Tosis in that the machlokas is within Hakna'a and the Laav Bal Dvarim Didiyat, as well as Mipia Toveya, require a high form of Bailus B'mamon, much more than one would have expected. We'll see soon that the Ramban is going to fit somewhere in between. Let's pay some attention first, though, to two other shitas, and that the Baal Amor and the Rosh. The Baal Amor shita is unique. In what way? Michael?
Pure shlichus.
Pure shlichus. So, of course, the Baal Amor is going to have to contend with the whole first part of the sugya. How does he do that?
So he says that there's a rejection that goes on.
When Rav Ashi came along and said, shliach shavya, basically, he turned his back on everything, not just on Amemar's Itafas Lomavkina Mine, but he rejected everything. And basically, he turned back to the notion of shlucho shel adam kemoso. The words shlucho shel adam kemoso are very prominent in the Baal HaMor's treatment. Right? He really wants to emphasize why should there be a problem. So it ends up being, according to the Baal HaMor, is that shlucho shel adam harsha is insignificant. There really is no institution of harsha. Harsha is just a way of explaining the power of shlichos, shlucho shel adam kemoso. The Baal HaMor, by reducing harsha to shlichos, downgrades the requirements for la bal dvarim didi, and for, in other words, eliminating that claim, and for mipi atoveya. But he does so in a way by upgrading shlichos. Okay, and it's a very big chiddush. But that is shitas Baal HaMor. Okay. According to the Baal HaMor, Lamaskana, we don't need even the formula of Zil, Don, Apek, Lenafshech. The objections of the Rajba don't exist for the Baal HaMor. There is no clause. For Tosus, we have to explain what the clause is doing. For the Baal HaMor, it doesn't exist. In a way, interpretively, it's a bigger Chiddush. Once you accept the interpretation of the Sugya, conceptually, the Baal HaMor's Chiddush is more about Shlucho Shodom Kemoso than it is about, there's no difficulty really explaining Dine Harsha. Except that according to the Baal HaMor, there should be two problems. One is the Gemara in Shavuos, and the other is the Gemara in later on in Daf Kuv Dalid Omid Aleph. The problem of Daf Kuv Dalid Omid Aleph is a problem that is raised by Michael? The problem of Kuv Dalid Omid Aleph is the problem of, by the way, identify?
That it seems that for Shmuel, we had to do some sort of moshe in order to allow for a collection.
Shliach shenasa be'edim is not enough when it comes to certain collections. So it would appear. The Gemara is a debate between Rav Chisda and Abaya and Daf Kuv Dalid Amud Aleph. What's the context there? Do you remember?
It's Rav Chisda and Abaya, Rav Chisda and
Rav Rabba. Oh, Rabba, I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah, absolutely correct. Right. What's the sugya there about?
The sugya there is that creating a shliach be'edim, and when the shliach that is appointed by Aiden by the creditor, when he receives when that shliach receives the funds from the debtor, does that make the debtor pater from any further fee if something happens to the shliach on the road?
Right. What happens if you hand over the money to a shliach, and then an accident, an onus takes place? Is it insured or not? Is the nitva covered? If this is a proper shlichus for that or not. So essentially, that's the discussion of the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Kuv Gimel Amud Aleph discusses goes as chaver shomer pruta v'nishbalo yoluchenu achar v'lamadai lo yitein lo libno v'lo l'shlucha avonosin l'shliach bezin. It's that problem. If you have a chiyav hashava, then you can't give it to the shliach of the nigzal and assume that you're done with it, because if an onus takes place, you'll have to make the payment again. That's the simple reading of the Mishnah. And then the Gemara in Kuv Dalid records Itmar Shliach Shasa Be'edim Rav Chisda Amar Hava Shliach, and Rabba, absolutely correct, says Lo Hava Shliach. Rav Chisda Amar Hava Shliach Lahachi Tarchi V'ukmei Be'edim the Leke Bershusei. Rabba Amar Lo Hava Shliach Chachi Kamar Inish Mehemnu Yisamches Smoch Yibayis L'shtur B'yado Shadar B'yado, etc. Meaning he's being Mar Makom to him. He's a good guy, he has a good reputation, but you know, the risk is on your head. That's a machlokas with the shliach shenasa edim. What is the halacha, or what is the halacha? So if you look at the riff in that sugya, Michael?
Passing like a festa, that shliach shenasa edim is going to be based on the fact of halacha shenoh, that
shliach shenasa edim is good. And if an onus takes place, you're covered.
Right.
However,
He then goes on to passing like Shmuel in the next Gemara. Oh, I'm sorry, and he contrasts it, right? Before he does it, before the Judat, he contrasts it to Morsha. He says that...
However, he says, this is all well and good.
For Shliach Nasa Edim, if the other party wants to use the Shliach.
Exactly.
Well, if he chooses not to, you can't forcefully...
You can't force the issue.
Right.
Why can't you? Because La Baal Dvarim Didiyat.
Right.
Exactly. So this is how the Rif integrates the two sugyas. B'lei Silchus HaKivasei, meaning, you know, Rabba. We paskin that Hilchus HaKarav Chizda, exactly what Michael just said, the Kaimer Bilchon Rabbi Lazar Kivasei. So Shliach Shinasa Be'edim is a good aid, is a good Shliach, and the fellow has discharged, the Nitva has discharged his obligation. However, Hali Mili Hecha Deboi Man De Isalim Amon Biyade Lemitzvah Nehele. The Kim the Shliach Nasa Edim Have the Shliach Iavinu Nehele Benensu Lo Bechai Bachur Yusayu. Avil I Lo Bo Hahu De Isalim Amon Biyade Lemitzvinu Nehele Ahai Shlichus Lo Kai Fino Le Bedina Lemitzvinu Nehele. The Amr Nahardai Kolur Sadi Lo Ksiv Bey Zil Don Uschi Veapik Lenafsheikh. So the riff integrates our Gemara Daf Ayin Omen Aleph here on Kuv Dalet Omen Aleph to tell us that even though we paskin that a shliach be'edim covers the risk, right? Nonetheless, there's still no kviya. They're still alive and well. La bal dvarim didiat without a type. That is the riff. It sounds like the Manda Amar who holds Shliach Nasa Be'edim is inefficient, doesn't work, that there's no guarantee, no insurance. Then what does he really hold then? Without a Harsha, there's no insurance. Meaning a Shliach B'Alma doesn't work. So even though we paskin like Rav Chisda, right, the very discussion in the Gemara already seems to point to the fact that Shlucho Shalom Kemoso is limited. And Riff says, even though we do Paschal like Rav Chisda, it's still limited with regard to the issue of La Bal Dvarim Didia. That's the discussion of the Riff. So the Ravid in the Kosev Shom and of Ayin Amin Aleph, when he attacks Shitas Balamar, asks from this Sugya, correct?
And he cites Nasbeidim.
He quotes the discussion. He says, even in Shliach Nasa Edim, there's a whole discussion and a whole controversy. So Kal v'chomer, in a regular Shliach, B'li Edim, you can't just assume that La Bal Dvarim Didiat is not a problem. That's the Ravid's question. One second. Oh. Okay. Anybody have it open? The Ravid? Do you have the Ravid or not? Do you have the Ravid here? Again, in these Gemaras, they have the Kosev Shom. Here. V'halo afilu shliach shaso be'edim na miyachal adun ula arer. So Kal v'chomer, that regular shluch hashem kemoso cannot force the issue. How can he force the issue when there's even the view that a shliach be'edim would be, the fellow, the nitva, would be Chayav Bachur Yuso. That's the Ravid's question. What's the answer to that question? Michael?
Sorry,
the Ravid asked the question against the Balamor. If you, Balamor, are right that Shluch Hashanim Kemoso is an all-powerful, that's all you need in order to force the issue, to force the other fellow to give it up, so how could there even be a discussion in the Gemara about Shliach Be'edim? And what he's saying in between the lines is, even if you end up paskening shliach be'edim is effective, right? But obviously, shluch hashanim kemoso wouldn't be, right?
So he says that in this, that next tomorrow, that there's a chashash of death.
Who says that?
The Balamor.
Oh, so the answer is, if you look at the Balamor and of Kuv Dalet Amud Aleph. So then you'll see that the Balamor himself didn't learn the sugya that way. According to the Balamor, the problem of shliach be'edim is not a problem in the stature of the shliach or the basis of the shlichos, such that you can start making distinctions. You know, be'edim, shalom be'edim, maybe even more, maybe has to be a morsha. No, not at all. That's the way the Rif and the Ravid, many Rishonim understood the sugya. What quality, what level shlichos do you require for achrayas, and what level shlichos do you require for kfiya? That's not the pshat in the Balamor. Balamor says, I like the pshat of the shiltos in this sugya. And what is the issue according to the shiltos?
I didn't see the shiltos, but
the Balamor quotes.
Oh, well, the Balamor from Rav Chagon is, oh, Rav Chagon is shiltos.
Yeah.
So the Balamor says that there's a just like it, later on in the war, we see that there's a chashash for the death of Rav Abba, therefore his Kabbalti document will be invalid.
Right.
So too, he'll have this issue with Shlichus.
Exactly. So he quotes, he says, Masha Pasak, this is the Rif, the Balamor and Kuvdal Rabal, totally consistent. Masha Pasak Arif, Yosa Nirali Masha Kasav Rabachai Gon, the Tamid, the Shmuel, Damar, in the Shalch, and Lamishim de Lohav Shliach, El de Chai Shlemisa. That's how he learns also again. And the Ramban on Kuvdalid Omer Aleph actually brings this out. Right? The Ramban on Kuvdalid says, doesn't like the Balamor, Taymani Al Pei Rezeh, I'm skipping a little bit. He says, what will you say? That there's no problem of La Baldvar forcing the issue because Shluch Hashem Kimoso already overcomes the problem of La Baldvarm Didiat. He says, there are Balamar Lashitaso, Kvar Hochachnu Bimakomo Shein Ochein. And since that's not true, imkena adam iflagi b'diukni liflagu b'urchasa gufei the kaimlan shlichas hava ichashin on the misa olo voda kaimlan binyan get alo chashin on the misa klal ela begosis belchudu da chashinan voda aminim b'urchasa lomat slimemer di kasav zil don apik l'nafshech afagav the meis napik mine v'hena dina hardai v'yachi mai paligar v'ashilei v'amr the shlichas shavya. Basically the Ramban rejects the Balamor. But one of the reasons that the Ramban on Kuv Dalet rejects the Balamor is because he's already rejected the Balamor on Daf Ayin. He says, I think that this doesn't make any sense. Otherwise, the whole institution of Harsha doesn't make sense either. He says, and what we say that Harsha is just Shluch HaShonim Kemoso, that can't be. We already rejected that Balamor. So if you put two and two together, basically what you have is as follows. The Ravid on Daf Ayin is asking against the Balamor from Daf Kuv Dalet. The Ramban on Kuv Dalet is rejecting the Balamor because, after all, if you reject the Balamor on Ayin, you're going to reject what he says on Kuv Dalet, which basically means that the Balamor is Lashitaso. Okay, so within the worldview of the Balamor himself, Kuv Dalet makes perfect sense. There's no question from the Ravid, and there's no question from the Ramban on Kuv Dalet because the Balamor is the one who's talking. And he believes that Shluch HaShonim Kemoso really is sufficient and good. Okay. So this is an important piece of that puzzle. That's one question. As far as the other question that they ask against the Balamor, that seems like a much more serious question. I mean, what's the remaining question? Eitan? Not from Kuv Dalet that we just explained the Balamor L'shitaso. From Shavuos, exactly. What will the Balamor do with Shavuos? After all, there you have a Mishnah.
Yeah.
Mishnah says that if you're a shliach, that's not considered mipia toveya. So even Balei Tosis, as we explained them already, who said Harsha is a form of shlichos, but good, still, since the regular shlucho shodom kemoso doesn't accomplish labal dvarim didiyat, you still have that that maneuvering room. But according to the Balamor, that there's no zildon apik l'nafsheich, every single shlucho kemoso is able to overcome the tain of La Baldvarim Didiyat. So we just don't understand. How can the Mishnah explicitly in Shavuos say that a shliach is not going to work? That's a serious problem. Which is why the Ramban in Milchamos that I quoted before in Davayin makes a suggestion that he makes. Maybe he'll say, with regard to La Baldvarim Didiyat, that's one issue. That depends on the quality of the shlichos, etc. Shluch Shonim Kemoso is no less than Mursha. Zildon Apik L'Nafshef doesn't make a difference. But maybe the halacha of Mipia Toveya is that shlichos of any kind doesn't work. Just because it's Kemoso Linyan Labal Dvarim Didiya doesn't mean that that he's a Toveya. He's still a shliach. All the Balamor is really saying is that the taina of La Baldron Didiyat, right, is not effective against a shliach, either because Kemoso is more independent than you think, or because La Baldron Didiyat is not really a claim. It's not a serious claim. So the truth is what the Ramban says. Ramban says, well, if he can Ramban says, well, if the guy is good enough for Lav Baldvarim Didiyat, so, you know, if he's good enough for Lav Baldvarim Didiyat, then he's good enough for Shavuos Eidus. You can almost, you know, hear the, you know, the Scottish accent, you know, tripping off his tongue here. But, right, why? Two different dinim. In one case, you require me pia toveya, right? I'm not going to explain that. But in another case, in the other case, it's just a question of dealing with him or not. Is he may be a very true representative in every single way, right? But maybe the Rajba's right about that part of it. Maybe to be toveya in Hukos Shavuos Eidos, the best, you know, envoy in the world is still not. It's not because it's any chisaron. It's just you need the balamamon for that. The truth is that again, the Ramban rejected the balamor. Why? Well, if it's good enough for lav bal dvarim didia, as I just said, but for the balamor, there's no such thing as good enough for lav bal dvarim didia. Maybe the point in balamor is at lahalacha. It doesn't take much to diffuse Lav Baldvarim Didi. And if it does, take something. It doesn't still mean that it's enough. Just because Tosa said what they said in Shavuos, Slam and Gimel, and Rabban, you know, jumped on the bandwagon in this case, doesn't mean that it's so for the Balamor. It could be two completely different dinim. Here, the Balamor also requires more. Except, of course, it still remains a small difficulty, and that is, is there such a thing as a Mursha? Like, if there's no category of Mursha, you know, what are you going to do? So the truth is, you would still need to say one other thing. But that one other thing is said anyway by a Risha. Namely, there are two answers given in the Rishonim which would solve the Balamar. Even if you didn't exactly say what I just said, but one complements it. Namely, Joe? Mark Tov?
The idea of whether or not you're paying the Shua or the actual moment.
Who says it?
Raven?
The Ravi Avad.
And the Rachamishan also.
The Ravi Avad, quoted in the Rajba, and quoted by the Rishonim in Shavuos, right? But quoted by our local Rajba, right? In the name of the Ravi Avad, the Ravid's father-in-law. Sometimes it's quoted in the name of the Ravid, but it seems like it's the Ravi Avad, who is also, by the way, Rebbe of the Ravid and of the Balamor. Helps in this case. Or that's Rav Avram ben Yitzchak, Narbon. So he gives two answers to this question. Not for the Balamor, just in general, just two suggestions for the Sugya and Shavuos. One is what Baruch just suggested, which is that we're talking about a situation in Mishnah in Shavuos. That what? He made him a shliach on the tviya, and not a shliach on the gviya. A shliach on the tviya and not on the gviya. He made a shliach to go to the guy and said, "You're my shliach to go to him and demand that he be nishba." You know, that he doesn't know any testimony. But he didn't make him a shliach to be gova the momo. But had it been a shliach on the gviya, then inoch anami, that would work for Shavuos Eidos. If you give that answer, if you think that that's what's going on in the Sugya in Shavuos, that answers the balamor. That certainly would answer the balamor. Inami, what's the other answer? That's I think it's also in the name of the Ravi Avad, also in the same piece. Maybe the Sugya in Shavuos, where it says a Mursha, right, is not talking about a classical Mursha, but a Shutaf Mursha. Anybody have the Rajba open? No one has a Rajba here? You have the line?
Yeah.
You can read both lines.
Amida the Shikasa.
When he quotes the Ravi Avad, Harav Avad.
Yeah.
Harav Abez.
Amida the Shikasa the Machatsa the Shlish for the Via.
Exactly. So these are the two answers that are quoted in the name of the Ravi Avad. But the first answer is that when the Gemara says that it's talking about Mursha, what the Gemara means is not the Mursha of our Gemara, Zildon Apik Lenavsheikh, but the Mursha that is a Shutav, where there's a Miktas Hakna. So according to that answer, what we're really, really saying is, right, that, and that's again, let's take a step back. According to the answer, that the only Shliach that doesn't work in Shvuah Sa'edus is the one who's a Shliach on the Tviya, as opposed to a Shliach on the Gviya. According to that answer, what we're essentially saying is La'abal Dvarim Didiyat and the Pia Toveya are one criterion. Right? Which is what the Rajba thought. Just that the Rajba thought they're one criterion and they both require Hakna. And the Balamor would be saying they're one criterion and Shluch Hashonim Kemoso is sufficient for both the Mishnah and Shavuos Shliach B'Tviya V'lo B'Gviya. The Inami, the first answer, is basically saying what the Ramban was rejecting. Again, he rejects it, that's fine, but the Ravi Avad had that Deya, which is, when it comes to Baldavar, La Baldvarm Di Diyat, there's no difference between a Mursha and a Shliach. But when it comes to Shvuas Ha'edus, where you require, it's the exact opposite of the first answer. A shliach, even legvia, is certainly not enough. If you write zil don apik lenafsheich, but all you mean it only as a clause, but you don't actually give him any shutfas begavei, that's not enough either. Or maybe it's just because it's meaningless that it's not enough. The only time that you actually can impose a shvus edus on someone is if you're a balamamon. It says mursha. Yeah, it's the Mursha of Shutfus. Again, one more time, read the line. Just make sure I'm not making it up.
Just important. Me nami lo amru shalach biyachdach b'turim ele b'shal so shliach ala shvua levad v'lo al tviyas mamon. Lach shokur shosam af al tviyas mamon v'chal lashviyam.
Right, that's one extreme. And what about the one where he says he's a Shutav? I think that was earlier. Was that earlier? When you first started quoting him?
Hamida, the lines,
we're talking about a situation where he gave him bailus. So these two days of the Ravi Avad, either one would work nicely for the Balamor. Again, they lead us to two opposite conclusions about Shavuos Eidos. So it turns out, either Shavuos Eidos just depends on Baal Davar, Labal Dram Didiyat, that's Tosas and the Ramban. Or it's a common denominator. These are both cases where we require more than Shlichus, but less than the Hakna. That would work for other Rishonim. You need a more independent kind of Shlichus, both for Labal Dram Didiyat and for Mipia Toveya. It's a second possibility. Or even Shluch Hashonim Kemoso really works even for both of them. Even for Mipia Toveya, that's the second day of the Ravi Avad. Or these are two completely different dinim, and for La Baldram Didiyat, Shluch Hashonim Kemoso is fine. To accomplish Mipia Toveya, you have to be a Balamamon, even Zil Don Apik Lenafshech is not sufficient. You really require more than that, you require Miktsas Bailus. Now, what the Ravi Avad says, you know, if that's really the pshat in the Gemara, that could be even according to those who believe that La Baldram Didiyat requires Harsha. You can have a situation where you require for Labal Drum de Diad Harsha, it's not sufficient to say Shulchan Shon Kemoso, but Mipiatoveya is still a higher requirement than the Ben. Yeah.
Yeah, if we understand that the Baal Mor Drum Mechalik between the Shulchan Labal Drum de Diad and Mipiatoveya, so you could say just different standards or different issues, but one could perhaps understand that the point is that when there's already a relationship between the Baal Dvarim, Tavaya and Nitvah, so then you can have the Marsha step into the shoes of the Tavaya. But
the Mursha.
Mursha.
Yeah.
But for somebody to initiate a to become a Tavaya, that you require the Tavaya.
Well, there is already a relationship between them. I mean, he owes them money.
He has a Shur Zaydis.
Sure.
No, why?
He owes you money. That's the whole point.
No, the Shimon owes you money. You're asking Reuben to testify on behalf of you that Shimon owes you money.
You mean there's no relationship to me?
There's no relationship whatsoever. So I can say, I don't recognize you.
So for that you require...
So for that you require the actual, what you want to call the Bala Mamon?
Could be. The Bala, or the... Right. The Bala Mamon. The Bala Mamon is the term of the Raj. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Good.
That could be. Could be. Good. So that's Shitas Bala Mor to resolve Kuf Dalid and possibly two opposite resolutions of Shavuos Eidos, which would be very important. Yeah.
Is the first one the one of the Rambam?
Possibly. I mean, the Rambam is a little tricky here. The Rambam in Shavuos Eidos does something strange. The Rambam says that... What? I thought the problem in the Rambam is as follows. The Rambam only mentions... The Rambam in Perek is... There are two Rambams. The Ram does something perplexing. Lech Mishnah speaks about it at some length, but the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Shavuos Eidos I wrote it down. What's wrong with Perek Zayin Halacha? Second. It's Zayin Vav and Tes Zayin. Zayin Vav, the Ram says, Echad Anishba Lebala Mamon Atzmo. O l'shlucho haba b'harsha'oso sh'shlucho shel adam kemoso. There the Ram talks about shvus ha'pikadon, where it's not so clear that you require b'pashtus, you don't require that you dafke be nijba l'bala mamon. And yet the Rambam says echad nijba l'bala mamon atzma o l'shlucho haba b'harsha'oso. And then he adds Shashlucho Shaladim Kemoso. So it's very strange. Right? On the one hand, he inserts Harshad Shavuos HaPikadon, and then after inserting it, he kind of dilutes it by saying Shashlucho Shaladim Kemoso.
In
Hilchos Shavuos Perek Tes, I'm sorry?
In Hilchos Shulchan Shutafin, he keeps stressing that
Shlichos. Yeah. But the question is, what kind of Shliach? Right. Right, he also rejects Milva, even though he holds Shlichus. We'll get to the Rambam, but you're right. In Perek Tes Halacha Zayin, when the Rambam speaks, Perek Tes is where the Rambam deals with Shavuos Eidos. In Shavuos Eidos is where we have this halacha of Mipi Atoveya, and it's here that the Gemara says that you require Harsha. So here, the Rambam does the opposite. Eina edem chayavim b'shuas ha'edus ad sheyichperu v'yishbu achar tviyas baladin atzmo o shlucho avlim kidmo v'nishbu kodim sheyitvaim p'turim b'shuas ha'edus. So here, Dafka, where you require, where the Gemara says you need a Mursha, the Rambam says a baladin atzmo o shlucho. Earlier, in Shavuos HaPikadon, where the Gemara doesn't say specifically it has to be Mipia Toveya, there he says Mursha, although again he dilutes it by saying Shulchan Kemoso. So the Lecha Mishnah has a whole discussion about this. Kasav Arav, a Kesav Mishnah. No, I'm sorry, wrong piece. Alright, you look it up. It's either, I don't remember which one it is, I think it's in, I thought it was here, but it's obviously in Perek Zayin. In the first one, the Lechem Mishnah has a whole discussion where he points out that this is a Kenega, the simple reading of the Gemara. Maybe we'll get back to this at a later point. But the Rambam Shita is puzzling here. In terms of the, again, with the Balamor, we're not sure whether Shulchan Kamoso Bigvia as opposed to Tvia is enough, or whether you Dafka need a Shutaf for Shvuas Eidus. Point is that for the Rambam, it seems like Shvuas Eidus is enough for Shliach. Shvuas HaPikadon Dafka requires a Mursha, although again he says Shulch HaShonim Kimos.
In 3.5 of the
Yeah.
So, oh, sorry, 3.6. So he says that the reason why the Mursha can't.
Father was born to Diyah? Yeah.
He says because you can't transfer. You can only transfer to the Mursha. Items, but not power. You can't transfer powers to him. So I thought that might be parallel to Rashi's first answer.
Parallel to the Ravid's first answer?
Right.
But again, he's explaining there in general. I thought in Shutfin, we'll get to it, but I thought in Shluchim Shutfin Paragimel, the Rambam is explaining in general the limitations of Harsha. He's not talking about Pipia Toveya there.
Well, this would be, Pipia Toveya would be one of those.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, we know of two in the Gemara. One is Blabal Drum to Diyad, and the other is Pipia Toveya. And the Rambam also thinks, it has to be Davar Shanita Mahaknos.
Right.
And so on. Even though the Rambam pretty clearly seems to be saying this is a Din and Shlichos.
Right.
Which again would maybe put him in the independent Shliach camp, I think.
Right.
But I'm not sure what you're saying specifically about the Ravi Avad. How does that help with the Ravi Avad? I mean, in general, a Mursha has to have the capacity for Hakna. That's different than what the Ravi Avad says about Mipia Toveya. In Shavuos Eidos, where he says he has to actually have a stake, he has to actually be a bialin.
Well, if we're saying that you can't transfer the power of Shavua because it's not something that happens, then maybe it's that's.
Do you have language there? I'm not. Maybe we're just. Maybe we're not talking about the same thing. Well, what's the? Do you have it on the computer? Okay, go ahead.
The Teiman.
What?
The Teiman. I'm giving it for free. Yeah,
you have
it on here?
Yeah.
It's kind of
long. Go ahead. What do you want, Gimel Vav?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Rama says, Atavera chaveo v'din v'metalkulin o'gumas shefi yitzlo v'kafirbo ein yachol l'chto ha'shalav nimsa ze kinshakir.
That's Mexican Shikha, that's a different story.
And then the next line
he says, Davar. Ain shum davar.
She yiknilo.
Right.
Ain adam marshal al tvias dvar. Shein advar niknin ella al tvias mama.
Right. I think it's a different point. I don't think it has anything to do with what he writes in Shua Seidus.
And not this point, the first point of Yevadik, isn't it?
I don't think so. I think what he's saying is, I think that's a different point. No, Shua Seidus has a special requirement that it be mipia toveya. Again, it's a chiddush, unless you think that that's why the Ram had this point about Shvus HaPikadon too. I think the Ram is making a more general statement in Paragimel, which is things that are not Dine Mamanus are not subject to Harsha. That's all. It has to be a Dvar Mamon. Even though it's an act of Shlichus, but it's an act of Shlichus which only applies to things that are transferable. If you could be Maknit, Yochala Knoso, then you could write a harsha on it.
The first answer to the Rabbi, isn't he saying that they're trying to.
The Rabbi Avad speaks specifically, I think, about the requirement of Mipia Toveya in Shuas Eidos. He's saying Shuas Eidos requires Mipia Toveya, and to accomplish that, you have to not only have the capacity to be Makne, you actually have to be a junior Shutaf. L'shalish, l'revia, like an Aris. I think that's he's saying more, but he's saying it about. He has a higher standard. Does a regular Mursha wouldn't be enough. And But what he's saying is very specific to Shavuos Eidos, where you have the requirement of PSA. I think that's my impression. Okay. Let's look at the Rush for a minute. Now, the Rush, I think, has a middle Shita and all these things, and a very intriguing one. What is the J? What is the Shita's a Rush? So far, we've discussed Rashi, Tosas, Balamor, and the whole other extreme, the Rajva. Try to fit in the pieces. And so far, we've seen each Shita is quite different. Okay, what about the Rush? It's. He does say it's Shlichus. However, there's an additional wrinkle. Go ahead. Oh, so this is a very, 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 very important rush. This is the rush on Kuv Dalid. Essentially, the rush there, you have the language in front of you? Yeah, in the back. What is it? Simen Chaf Aleph, right? Perek Tes Simen Chaf Aleph. Which would strike, number one, the rush really takes the issue head on. In that, he asks, well, if Shulchan Shalom is Kemoso, so why should you be able to? In a way, the Rush sounds like a Balamor advocate. You know, he wants to be a Balamor advocate. You know, he wants to join the Balamor's team here. If Shulchan Shalom is Kemoso, so why should there be a problem of Labal Dvarim Didiyat? It's interesting. That in itself is an implicit major debate in the Rishonim here. Namely, Labal Dvarim Didiyat is a technicality. You have to justify that. Labal Dvarim Didiyat is the right, the innate right, the organic right of the nitva to deal with the bialim. Very fascinating issue. I mean, the shiltos in Rabbi Chaigon and the shiltos starts quoting, you know, mi bal dvarim, you know, yagishu alehem. You know, it sounds like, and the Nitziv, I think, makes a sahara as well. It sounds like the shiltos is saying, you know, it's the right of the bal davar, you know, to say I don't want to deal with anybody but I want personal treatment, and I want to deal not with a lackey, as I said yesterday, but with you know, the real bialim. That's his right. The Rush and others are saying it's hard to just know. You know, there are one or two ways to look at it. The Balamor and the Rush are saying in Achanami, but you know, Shulchan Shalom and Kamosa is a very serious institution. So if he's really Kamosa, what's the problem? Or they're saying, you know, if Shulchan Shalom Kemoso works, so what's La Bal Dvarim Didiyat? Let's say it isn't so Kemoso, but what justifies ignoring legal institution like Shlichus because of your whim? What, it's a bilious right to say I want to deal only with, you know, the personal or the number one person? What kind of halacha is this? Again, I'm not sure whether the impulse to say all of this is a function of a higher view of Shulchan Shalom Kemoso, or which they both quote, or it's of, you know, being less impressed with the Taina Bialma of Labal, from their point of view, of Labal Dvarim Didiyat. I'm not sure. I'm contrasting it in that way with the Shiltos, who makes a fuss about Labal Dvarim Didiyat, and he connects it to the Sugya of Kavadav Chesom and Beis, and other Sugyas, where, you know, being a Baldavar is a big matter. It's important. Yeah.
In the Shulchan, is there anything to suggest this thing between, let's say, like a Roven and a Nifat and a Shomer? Shomer was a debater for the Mafia, has the right to demand this personal involvement of the Mafia, while the Roven who
received largesse.
Yes,
maybe. I Misvara, I think there is reason, you know, basis for it. Something to think about. It's possible. I don't think the Shultz himself makes that distinction, but Misvara makes sense. So what's the, you have the language of the Rush there? Just to highlight again his outrage, almost like he's offended by the problem. Go ahead. Oh. So this is a huge chiddush, of course, that many Rishonim, some Rishonim accept, and many Rishonim disagree with. But now the question is, where does it put the Rush you know, on the spectrum of things. But so number one, the point is we seem to have a major debate either about the scope of Kamoso, Shluko Kamoso, or about the significance of the claim La Baldvarin Didia. That's point number one and number two. Now the question is, so how is the Rush going to solve the problem? It ends up that the Rush isn't going, he's not retracting, he's not saying, good, Shluko Shalom is Kamoso, but the guy can say, I want to deal with the guy who lent me the money, I want to deal with the guy who's number one, I don't want to deal with the second-rate party here. The Rush doesn't answer that. The Rosh ends up saying that Labal Dvarim Didiyad is a function of self-defense. How do I know that you weren't fired? That's the only basis for Labal Dvarim Didiyad. Now the truth is, this is an interesting question. And the answer is, that's where the Kiddush of the Rosh comes in, that Harsha provides a solution to that problem because Harsha doesn't allow for being fired. Who disagrees, by the way? Jay? What? I can't hear. Okay, that could very well be, but before the Papula Charifta. It's always good to look at the Papula Charifta, but who disagrees with the idea that you can't fire a Morsha? Jonathan? Who quotes Rav Yehuda Gaon?
The Tur.
The Rabbah. The Riff. Right. I mean, Rav Yehuda Gaon says it.
That's the first time we got on that face with Rabbah.
But if you look at the... that's true. Right. The Riff Alatar. You're on the Fayin Amad Aleph. Right. Open up the Riff just very quickly. Right. The Riff says, Riff addresses this question. A little louder.
Itmar Mishmid Rav Yudai goes at Sal, the Kaimalan, the Shlicha Shavya, Hilkoch, Yboil of a two day Shluchuse, the Orohe Inishachrina, Isle Yushusa, the Mea Bad Haki.
It's fascinating. For the Rif, that's because that's the concession to Shliach Shavya. It sounds like, again, the Rif's quotation of Rav Yudai Gon. According to Rav Yudai Gon, Shlichus and E.F. Shar. You know, levatel are tarta desasri. The word shliach shavya already entails no security. You can be fired. And the Rosh disagrees. What's the problem? And if he quit, was fired, so what would be so terrible? The Rosh's argument is the guy's trying to protect himself. I don't want to deal with you. Maybe you were fired, and therefore. And therefore what? Therefore, if I give you the money and an onus takes place, I won't be covered. Who argues on that point?
The Ramban.
Very good. The Ramban says, he doesn't quote the Rush, obviously. He doesn't even say that there are such shitas, but he does say that it's a takana drabanon that is implicit because of onus that towards the end of the piece of the Muhammad, right? And Nathayim. He says, and by the way, if the guy does get fired and you don't know about it, or he dies, and the mishaleach dies and you don't know about it, if the shliach dies, you would know about it. But before you handed it over to him, but the mishaleach, he's sitting back home in, in his well-heated mansion, thousands of miles away. How would you know? So what's going to happen if you actually give it? So the Ramban says. Midrabanan shaloi hei kol echad v'echad nota ma'osav shol chavero, v'yelech m'dina sayam. So that's part of the takana. You have the line there, Joe? That's part of the takana. Obviously the Rosh thinks that's not correct. But what do they keep quoting? The other Rishonim quoted that also. Shaloi notel mamona shol chavero v'yelech m'dina sayam. What's that from? Anybody know? It's a Gemara. Gemara in Ksuvas about Gviya Shalom, Gviya Schovo Shalom Befan, Nifras Shalom Befana. The Rishonim also quote that, or the Rajba quotes it in Alatar as a Takana Drabanan. The Bali Tosis report that people used to write a Harsha and Milva. So the Bali Tosfos justify it because they say the second day of Nahar Dai holds Harshah Shlichos, and therefore it works for Milba. But some of the other Rishonim who didn't think it was correct, some of the Chachmei Pravan said, in Achanami, Mi'ikr Dadina, you can't write a Harshah in a Milba. There's a special Takana, Drabanan, beyond Harshah, based on Shaloi. Hey, anybody have the Rajba again? You have the Rajba? Shaloi Hei Kalechad V'yechad Notam Oso Shalchadero. What? That's a bookmark? Okay. Okay. Baltashka is the bookmark. Wow. Every time you open the book, I mean, you're confronted with this and you have the restraint not to eat it. It's just a walking musser.
It's the fourth bookmark today.
What?
This is fourth bookmark today.
Well said. Okay, so he quotes this. And he has a very funny line. He says here, "Ubetosus uchena rav avad." Why do you say tosus? Maybe he understood the word where tosus says the takana. Does tosus mean takana, or does tosus mean that's a pshat in the Gemara? But he says, "Ubetosus uchena rav avad." Omru shatakani shetiknu kadesh lei kolachem yechad notam osu shokaver v'ol kumdina zayam. Akach tiknu kadesh yach zavom in the bayla v'yidei shliach. Then the Rajma says, Elashani Tema, mi tikein ze. Right? The Rajma asks the historical question, okay, so who's metakein? Ima gaonim lo tiknu mi tikein. Halo Rabbeinu Chananel v'Rav Alphas. Gaonim ubekiyim b'divrei gaonim shekidmu beim lo yadu umi hayam betakein. That's how he leaves it. So he just doesn't believe it. He just thinks it's a bogus report. But there are Chachmei Pravans who say it. They have a Masorah that way, or they're just assuming that that's what people are relying on. But that's the shaloye notel mamum shachaver v'notel v'holechem dinasayon. It's based on the Gemara in Ksubas. It's a Nilas Delas Bifnei Lov in Gemara. And that's the source for a Takana of Harsha B'Milva according to some Rishonim. And according to the Ramban, it's the source. Do you have the law? Did you find it? That's the source of the Ramban of Machamos for... can I use your bookmark? Okay. That's what the Ramban says in the end here. I'm still in Kuvdali. Here. Putting it here just gives me confidence. One second. Oh, am I wrong? Is it not here? Is it the one in Kuvdalid?
Yes.
I'm sorry, it's the one in Kuvdalid, which I had opened before. Yeah. So on Kuvdalid, he says, V'kivin shekein. Oh, this is actually better than it's here because I want to make a comment here. Kivin shekein imeis mishaleya kohadar bei v'yovei nifkar olova l'shliach im lo yada demeis kohadar bei patur the anusu v'libe unsei the ilav hachi nimtzas midas hadin loke the yazal shliach v'hala mevatlo mevutal v'nifkar eni odeo mafsid nimtzas em makrishas hanifkar v'lo menadin v'adin shekasabnu nachon kedei shalei kolach v'yachon notam osu shokhavero m'dina sayam v'shuv lo yiratza litnam l'shlucho v'nimtza ma'akvam l'atzmo. Point is that if you hold like the Rif, right, you just cannot, it's not true. The definition of shlichos includes the ability to fire. If you hold like the Ramban, right, even if you could fire, it wouldn't make a difference. It wouldn't be an excuse of la baldram didiya because there'd be no consequence, there'd be no nafkamina. So this Rosh implicitly rejects both the Rif. Rav Yudai go to the Rif anyway, and the Ramban. But the truth is, it's vulnerable on the surface to the general discussion of the Ramban and Kuvdalid. On Kuvdalid, the Ramban rejects the Balamor. Remember what did the Balamor say again? That the problem on Kuvdalid of Shliach Shenasa Be'edim is a problem of maybe the Shaleach died, or maybe the Shaleach fired him. So the Ramban goes out of his way to prove. That can't be the pshat. Why? Why can't it be the pshat?
Why would it
Why? Okay, good. Why would the Harsha help, number one? The Gilat Nefesh L'Shitaso that, you know, doesn't help for that, presumably. And why else? What's the bigger point? Lo Matzinu, in general, that Choshishim Shema Yamus or Shema Yevatel. And he quotes also, so even on the Shema Yamus, the Gemara is in Gittin, right? If a person is less than a Goseis, even if he's very ill, but he's not a Goseis, we're not Choshish Shema Yamus. So Ramban says this whole idea that the problem of Shliach Be'ed is that kind of a problem is not an issue. So the same objection that the Ramban raises against the Baal Amor and Daf Kuf Dalid could be raised against the Rush on Kuf Dalid. By the way, this Rush is on Kuf Dalid, and that's okay, right? What's the answer? Baal Amor didn't know, Baal Amor and the Rush didn't know the Gemara that the Ramban is quoting, that we're not Choshesh Shema Yamos. Or Shema Meis. No?
You say it's part of the ability of the Lidva to be able to say, you know, as long as I'm...
If we're thinking objectively, if we, meaning the, you know, the detached observers, Bezdin, the question is, should we worry that when a transaction takes place, that maybe the parties have changed their mind or they're no longer alive? The answer is, that's covered by a chazaka. And as a system, we're not choshesh lemisa. That's what those gemaras prove. You give somebody a get, you give it to the shliach, you can presume that the person's alive, even if he was ill, unless he's a goseis. However, what we're talking about here is something else. We're talking about the fellow saying, right? Lav baldin didi. Right, I want the baldin. Why do I want the baldin? I'm a hypochondriac. Right, except it's not his hypochondria that we're worried about. I'm, you know, superstitious. I'm overly cautious. However, you want to say, don't I have the right? That's another interesting question. Do I have the right against chazakos to insist on my anxiety? I'm worried that he fired you. I'm worried that he died. It's a taina. As a taina, can I buck the trend of chazakos? Yeah.
Kind of general question of whether chazakos like these are one of those more
of your... Very possible. Right. Obviously, the stronger we view the chazaka or the mukzakos... In this case, the more difficult it would be to justify personal exceptions. On the other hand, if we say, you know, this is the way the halacha works, and it's not, you know, it's a hachra, or if it is a birur, as we've said many times, there's a difference between a birur where there's no latest asafe, that it's such a strong birur that, you know, that, you know, we just don't tolerate really the you know, the minority view, unless we're faced with it as a fact, as opposed to something which isn't arbitrary and it is mevarer, but we still acknowledge that there's latest asafe.
After the zavir, the stomach ate, but there was a safek.
What?
After the zavir, there still was a safek.
Yeah. Even after the birur, there still is a safek. So I think, you know, that it very well could be that that's the machlokas. Or the machlokas is about, again, the time of labo dvarim didia. To what extent does it have to be objectively based? Or can it be a taina b'alma? Can I say, listen, this is my preference. I want extra security before I hand over this particular money. So this debate between the Rush on the one hand and Rabbi Yudaigon quoted in the Rif on one side, and the Ramban in Muhammad on Kuvdalid. One aspect of it, namely, would you be covered based on the Takana de Rabbanan? What about the other side? Simply, we're never Choshesh Lemisa, and we're not Choshesh Lebitol. This becomes a very important argument. Now, getting back to the central point of the Rush, though, now, is, on the one hand, the Rush has downgraded the significance of La Baldvarm Didiat. You know, it becomes a personal exception or personal privilege, you know, to be to be choshesh, fine. But at the same time, he's also come up with a very, very huge kiddush about Mursha being different than a regular shlucha shodim kamosa. The question is now how to deal with that. That's a double-edged sword. On the one hand, by downplaying la bal dvarim didiyat, and this solves the problem. It's kind of a technical problem. You know, personal choice, personal privilege. So, he basically holds shliach shavya. But considering that the solution is so radical, namely that you can't fire the shliach, maybe he's in the camp of those who believe that this is a more independent shlichus. It's just hard to know. Hard to know. Is it a kind of tenai bialma? It's almost like a hischaivus that you won't fire the guy? That's the idea here? Or it's an independent shlichus to overcome this problem, but it really is an independent shlichus. Really? Yeah.
Yeah, you say, well, perfectly with Tosfos, for instance, let's say, is that you would say that this basically exactly what you said, that sort of it's built in time that won't fire the guy. Basically, that's, you know, putting this in the broader scope, then you say he's really just a total regular shliach. Just that basically you have the sort of artificial mechanism that dictates that this guy is not.
It's hard to know. But right. It's hard to know. If you want to put the Rosh in with the rest of the Bali Tosfos, then maybe it's better to say it that way. Now, the Rosh is not the only one who has the view against Rabbi Yehudai Gaon that you cannot fire a Mursha. This also seems to be the view of the Rav Yoh, quoted in the Or Zeruah. But the Rav Yoh goes a step further. It seems like not only can you not fire the Shliach, but it seems that he might be immune to the other problem as well. Namely, what happens if the Mishaleach dies? And here, the luxury of saying what we just said for the Rosh, which is maybe it's a kind of extraneous Tanai, even though the Shlichus remains pure Shlichus, that would be harder to say when the Mishaleach is no longer alive, obviously. There, it seems like you have to conclude that whatever the motivation, Harsha'a is a more independent Shlichus. And this idea that the Mursha can operate even after Misa Samashaleach, I can say, is quoted in the Or Zeruah in the name of the Rav Yoh. And it is also partly Shitas HaRavan, but I don't want to do the Ravan yet. I want to finish that up. When we finish this up on Thursday, hopefully we'll... If you haven't seen the Ravan yet, so again, there's the Mordechai, but also look at the Ravans in Sefer Ravan, if you can. Simen Ayin Tes, and on Bava Kama Daf Ayin. Look at all three renditions of the Ravan. But those are shown were the opinion that it's even la'achar misa, that is very, very striking. Right. So the idea of not being able to fire a shliach, again, brings back fond memories of that Rambam and of the Shulchan the Shutfin, right, about independent shlichos. The idea of having shlichos persist la'achar misa brings back memories of Rashi against Tosfos on Ein Get La'achar Misa. They actually hold that, both of them hold that it's Ein Get La'achar Misa, but again, because inherently you can't have Shlichos La'achar Misa, or because you can't have Gerushin La'achar Misa. It's no longer an Eishes Ish. Right? So, which might depend on Yosef's Ragachavar, maybe. Okay. But he's not here. But there he is. In the back. So this definitely points to in the direction of independent shlichos, so we'll have to see more about that when we discuss the Rava. Now Hagos HaShri doesn't go as far as that. Now Hagos HaShri, like the Rush, does believe in not being able to fire the shliach. That's the one on... I don't have the same self-restraint that you do, so I'm officially returning book. Hagos HaShri on Daf Kuf Dalet quotes several interesting halachos. Second. Oh. Again, Simon Chaf Aleph. Everybody have it? not here? For the Ozarua. Was it not here? The Repasak Rabbi Yochanan of the Kakos of Mariach. He will in any shock of a mafkid rakak nena slomahani ala harsha. Dafka the makni le agav karka. Ulgabi halva nami moil harsha. The Kikos of le vaknino le dal ramas bechatseri of agavan hirsh. Shesi, Avagav the non sadi the lace shum chatzer, Kani dodos money commade him down. Fine. So it seems like the Agos Ashri thinks that the Harsha works la'achar Misa. Dafke de makni la'agav karka. So, again, is the Hagos Ashri in the camp of those who believe? Yeah.
Is it possible that he's reading from the Gemara of Dalar Vez like very strongly, meaning that we see there that the suffix was Adesani Yasif Meshachi Baraba.
Right.
So then.
Which you have to explain if you don't like the Balamar anyway.
Right. So right. No, I mean, one explanation is just to say, oh, until that much time, meaning going back and coming again, in that time he may die. But you know, but according to this, the once you have the agav, then that brings him to a strong warsha, then you certainly won't have to worry about death at all.
Because the harsha outlives that. Right. Yeah. No, for sure it's based on that idea. So Gamahani, it works lachar misa, but he also holds that some of the other halakhos, which the Mursha according to the Orzarua, the Argos Ashri, according to Orzarua, could be fired. He can't appoint anyone else in his place. The Mursha has no power to make compromises. So basically you have a situation where he can continue to operate after the death of the Marsha, but he's on a very restricted, he's on a tightrope essentially in terms of his guidelines. Which means that the Hagos Ashri is, or the Azarua basically, is not operating on the basis of Hakna. It's not a reformulation of the Rajba. It's an independent shlichus. But the guidelines are limited, but the he's not looking over his shoulder to the Kamoso, to the Mishaleach. So this, the Ravya, or Zarua, this whole group of Rishonim, seem to be perhaps going further than the Rush. And the Rush, I think it's easy to say that it integrates with the Shita of the Bali Tosis that we're talking about Shlichos, but you can have a kind of extraneous understanding that there's no firing. According to others, maybe this is itself signifies independent Shlichos. Certainly the ability to carry on after Misa Samarsha would signify that. Yeah, Jonathan, you had a question?
How do we
like
that the
coming of God's tree is not Hakna? Well, he does say that even after that you have all the powers to change the original guidelines, to make compromises, to appoint someone else in your place, in your own place. These are things that you cannot do. You could be fired. I'm just using Agos Ashri as the Arzarua, basically. He doesn't have all of it here. He has some of it here. He doesn't have all of it here. You have to look at the Arzarua for the fuller picture.
Is it called the Siman in the Arzarua? The Agos Ashri, is it called the Siman?
The number of the Siman? No. But if you look at the Arzarua, you'll find it. Here all the time. He's quoting from the Arzarua, and if you look at the Arzarua, you'll see that these are the hallmarks of that Shita. All I'm pointing out is that it's clear that it's shlichos because you don't have the absolute control of the. If harsha is hakna, then he should be able to. He shouldn't be able to be fired. He should be able to make any compromise that he chooses. He shouldn't have to follow any guidelines. Yeah.
That's
too sensational. It sounds like that's the Chiddush of Harsha. It sounds like even they're saying that that's the Chiddush of Harsha, as opposed to other Shlichus. That's why you need a Harsha.
Because you need the Harsha for this?
Or I don't know if that's what you need it. I mean, again, for the Rush, that's why you need
it. The Rush is why you need it.
But for others, it's a nafgamina, at least. It's an additional nafgamina, perhaps. But when we get to the Ravon, we'll speak more fully about it. Yeah.
Harsha's like, even if Harsha's hafnag, we suggest that it could be miksas hafnag that he's.
We'll get to it in the Ramban, maybe. Maybe. But it's not pure hafnag like the Rashi, put it that way.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So let's speak about the Ramban. Our time is almost running out, but let's speak about the Ramban first. Before we get back to the Ramban, we'll speak about the middle sheet of the Ramban. Before we get to the Ramban, what is Shita Sarif in the Sugya, by the way? Shlomo? Shita Sarif? In the Sugya? And Davai. Kipaskin Shliach Shavya. Right? He quotes the Rav Yudaigon seemingly approvingly that you can fire the Mursha, right? He also thinks that a Mursha cannot appoint another Mursha. All these point in the direction of pure Shlichos. The Chiddush of the Rif is that he's very strong on Mechzika Shikra. And the Rishonim quote that according to the Rif, Mechzika Shikra not only is not going to be an effective Harsha, but even if the Kfira comes after the Ksivas Harsha, even then it will be Mevatel. Because Mechzika Shikra isn't only if you write a Harsha when there's already a Kfira, it's even if the Kfira follows the Ksiva. It'll be Mevatel, the Shtar Harsha. That's what the Ramban and the Raj, that's the Tshuva of the Rif, basically. But the Ramban and the Rajba, Ramban in Shavuos, but the Rajba in Shavuos and here in Bava Kama, I'll quote this from the Rif. Okay. To the extent that they all have the question against the Rif, very important question. Well, what's the question against the Rif? Anybody see it? Okay, this is just the rather of the local Rajba. According to the Rif, who holds that you can mevatel harsha by being kofar after the ksiva. Well, what problem arises? Ezra? I got your... No, anybody? What problem?
What's the case? He's always being kofar, he's saying...
What's the case? And in particular, what is the case as far as Shavuos Eidos is concerned? I mean, how are you going to have a case of Shavuos Eidos the second that he's not... If he's not kofar, then he's admitting and he's ready to come to court. If he is kofar, then there's no harsha. So how are you going to have a case of Shavuos Eidos, of Chiv Shavuos Eidos al Yidei HaToveya, if Kfira undermines the whole process? So what's the answer that Rishon gives for that? Do you know?
You have Eidos.
So the Ramban says, the Rajba quotes it, that the Ramban says that even according to the Rif, if you have Edim that counteract the Kfira, it will not be Mevatel Harsha. That's an important rule. Because then we dismiss the Kfira. But not all Rishonim agree with that. So it seems like there's another answer that one could give. And it's interesting that the Rajba here doesn't mention it, but the Ramban does. And that's probably Lishitasam of a big issue in Shavuos Eidos. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Toby, it seemed like you wanted to say something. No, that's the whole point. Shuvah Sarif's point is that even if at the time of the writing it wasn't Mechzika Shikra, the whole Chiddush of the Rif, otherwise I wouldn't be asking the question. The Chiddush of the Rif is that if you deny afterwards, then that becomes Mechzika Shikra and you tear up the Shtar Arsha. So the Rishonim is saying, yeah, but if that's true, then the Shuvah Sarif's case never exists. After all, it would always be Kfiras Dvar and Bialma, because there can never be a halachic nafkamina for Shavuos Edus. You need kfiras mamon. There's no kfiras mamon because miman of shach. If he admits, right, then there's no problem. If he denies, there's no harsha. So the Ramban in Shavuos says, yeah.
The requirement of tfiyah isn't so strong in that second.
Tfiyas mamon. Oh,
right,
exactly. What'll happen if at the time there's tfiyas mamon, but the guy can get out of it anytime he wants? Meaning the tochen is that of tfiyas mamon. When we say that Shavuos Edus only applies when it's ani Kohen, shani Levi, shani Yisrael, only in something sheyesh bo hefsed mamon. What do we mean by that? Do we mean that the actual kfiras edus, the kvishas edus, suppressing your hagadas edus, do we mean that that itself is a mechayev of hefsed mamon? Or do we mean that the shvuas sheker of shvuas edus has to relate to a tviya shel mamon? A tviya which is consequential for dine mamonis. So the Ramban says, that's the Rabban in Shavuah says, maybe that's the answer for the Rif. You know, Hanami, if you really needed that, the Shavuah would be Mafsid Mamon. That you don't have, because Miman of Shach. No matter what you say, if you believe that you can torpedo, you can destroy the Shtar HaShah, even after the Ksiva, so there's just no monetary, there's no tangible consequence. But is it a Haggadah shall have some mamon in theory? Sure. And he's being kofar, so he's being nishbal sheker about a consequential monetary matter, even though his shvuah l'sheker itself is never consequential in being mafsid mamon. That's the Ramban. Now, I always thought that the Rajba omits that answer. When he quotes this whole discussion of the Tshuvas HaRif and the Ramban, he omits that answer. I think the reason that he does that, personal theory, is L'shitas. So the Rajba in Shavuos, in Shavuos Edus, in a few places, is like the Rishon, who really believes that the Mechayim of Shavuos Edus is Hefsed Mamon al Yedei Ashur. He just can't abide this idea of the Ramban. So he didn't even quote it. So it's an important debate about Shavuos Edus, whether or not it's Shavua, right? The tochen of which is Hefsed Mamon, or the Mechayev of the Shavua is Shavua HaMafsida HaMamon. Yeah. Did you want to ask something? Say something? Okay. Getting back to the, well, we'll stop in one more minute. Okay, so far we have, that's important for Shitas HaRif. So we've done Rashi, Tosus, Malamor, Rush, Rajba, Rif. A lot of shitas on this, so yeah. Okay, but we're getting near the end. One of the most complicated shitas, I guess we'll just a preliminary comment, then we'll do next time, is the Ramban. And the Ramban here really shows his powers and reveals them. And you know, you can really see the Ramban struggling with the issue. Sometimes, you know, from one line, you know, to the next. The Ramban is not satisfied with any of the black and white solutions here. You know, it's not harsha is shlichus, like the Baal Amor, or even like the Baal Itosis, or even though shlichus with a small bat. And it's certainly not the Rajba's, everybody agrees harsha is hakna. Rather, the Ramban, and the truth is the Ramban was preceded in this by the Ravid, which we should also discuss very briefly. The Ravid has a whole kuntras in the Tmim Deim, which was reprinted by Rav Kapach, you know, in the Tshuvas HaRavid, a slightly better edition, because he worked through it a little bit. But this is a discussion in the Tmim Deim. A whole kuntras on Harsha. You can see how important Harsha was in that time period. So the Ravid and Ramban both struggle to negotiate all of the evidence. And what they end up doing is kind of what the Ramban calls being arkavei atrei rikshi. You know, traveling on two tracks at the same time. It's shlichus and it's harsha. but in slightly different ways. The Ravid differently, the Ramban differently. How many people already read the Ravid? Everybody's being humble and shy, or people really haven't looked at the Ravid?
The same as people really haven't.
What?
The same as
Tumnei. Tumnei. Meaning that people don't have access to Tumnei. But
Rav
Kapach's Tshuvas HaRavid. It's on the computer, for sure. Right? The Bar Ilan program. What? No, it's definitely, it has to be. They have to have Tshuvas HaRavid, otherwise they can't get Pras Yisrael. It'll just be unacceptable. So we don't want to take that away from them, so we're going to have to assume that they have Tshuvas HaRavid. Okay. Okay, so we won't speak of the Ravid yet. We'll try to finish all this off on Thursday. But the Ramban's own solution is that this combination of Hakna and Shlichus is itself part of the debate between Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra. Both of them agree that it's a combination. It's not like Tosis that they're arguing Hakna versus Shlichus. It's not like the Rajba, two deos within Hakna. It's two deos within this Arkava Trei Rikshi of shlichus of hakna. That's number one. That's very important. And then within Lishna Basra, which we seem to accept the halacha, there's also debate between Amemar and Ravashi. How much more complicated could it be about exactly how to strike the right balance in this combination of shlichus v'harsha? Okay, so you basically have three formulations in the Ramban, and if that wouldn't be enough, since all these are really difficult to articulate, because pure shlichus is easy to say, and pure hakna is easy to say, but something that is some sort of a either quasi hakna or a dual or a dialectical le'inyan atoveya le'inyan anitva, it's always hard to formulate, and the Ramban is always going to be looking for models and precedents. So in one minute he's quoting Davar Shelo Bali Olam, right? The next minute he's quoting what? Very prominent. We get it from the Gonim. Alan. Davar Shelo Bali Olam is a good one. Right? If we look for a model. Hakna that isn't a complete Hakna. Kniyam Nasa Hakna or Matanam Nasa Hachzir is another. So the Ramban is just, he's pulling out all the stops, as it were, to try to formulate this halakha. In the end, the Ramban thinks that there really are two different components to Harsha. Harsha is shlichus. For that reason, it will apply to Milva, basically. But it also requires some sort of matana hakna in order to override the problems of labal dvarim didiyat and mipi atoveya. The question is, how does this combination work? So the Ramban quotes the Ravid and rejects the Ravid. Quotes the Ravid as saying that even pure hakna would not help you for la bal dvarim didiya if you didn't have shlichus. Therefore, you need the combination. Ramban himself says, I think that's wrong. If you had really pure hakna, that would solve all of your problems. Problem is that when you don't have pure hakna, like in Gezel, Belonis Yashua Bailim, or in Milva, so there, you don't have the luxury of pure hakna. That's when you require this combination. But what is this idea that, according to the Ravid, that pure hakna would not solve the problems of labal dvarim didiyat, maybe not even the problem of the pia toveya? What would that be based on? Yeah?
The mitzvah has a few chazara to the original owner, so maybe that's why you say labal dvarim didiyat.
So this would confirm something that we were discussing yesterday in the Rajba, which is we're trying to explain, according to the Rajba, what's the, if there's hakna, so what's the problem? Why do you need hakna on the level of hektesh? Hakna of the level of mekachomemkar isn't enough for labal dvarim didiyat. So I said, yeah, because two things. Number one, there's been a transition. I dealt with owner number one. Maybe I have the right to say I don't want to deal with owner number two. Right? Of course, that is definitely easier to understand if there's also the possibility that owner number two may be undone at a certain point. Namely, Shliach Shavya means Efshar B'Chazar. But we saw in the Rajva this idea that even Hakna on the level of Dinei Mamanis, right, in the present, may be insufficient for Labal Dvarim D'Diyat, since there is kind of a personal aspect or a historical aspect to this Toin V'Nitan relationship. And that seems to be the idea of the Ravid as well. The Ravid says, if you eliminate Shlichus completely, even if you had Hakna Gemura, it would still be a problem of Labal Dvarim D'Diyat. Because even though he's Bailam Gemurim on the Mamon, right, from a Toin V'Nitan point of view, there's still a problem. The Ramban says that's impossible. If there's pure Hakna, then you can never say Labal Dvarim D'Diyat. However, if the Hakna is compromised in some way, now again, for the Rajba, how he explained it was that the compromise wasn't in the Hakna per se, but that there are different levels of Hakna, right? Level of Hekdesh, the level of Hakna. And it's only if you have, you know, this seamless and purest, full exchange that this isn't going to be an issue and a problem. For the Ramban, it's much more concrete than that. It's not, you know, there might be a better way. We're really talking about an inferior hakna with consequences in the present. Then we're talking about milva. We're talking about gezel v'lonis yashua bailim, which for the Ramban isn't just a hektesh problem, it's a hakna problem. So here you need the combination of shlichus and hakna. For the Ramban, the pressure isn't to explain why you need the shlichus. The pressure is to explain how come this kind of hakna, which doesn't seem to work, is enough for Labal Dvarim D'Diyat. For the Rajba, the problem was more in line of the Ravid, although it was a notch below the Ravid. Namely, it really works fully. It's a Hakna, Gemura, Lekol Advarim. What's the Labal Dvarim D'Diyat problem? Okay, so we'll pick up with the Ramban. So we want to finish the Ramban, say something about the Ravid, and the Ravan and the Tosis Rid, and that will finish up Parsha, and then hopefully on Sunday we can discuss Gemar Din. Also, I think everybody, just to remind everyone, I think Rabbi Lam is giving a shir tomorrow at M45? Is that right? Yeah. 10:45 in the main basement, or ish.